Dillo, great to be speaking with you. This was talked about, well, it was first announced, I guess, officially last year. We were told this was going to happen, and it's been a lot of support and a lot of work's happened since. How's it all looking at the moment?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of work has gone into it by the clubs and to try and get this up and running. And it's all coming to, I guess, the pointy end now where on Monday the 28th, we're going to get the first games underway at Bury. So, yeah, pretty exciting. We're going to have all six clubs represented. And it's just great to give that opportunity to these young girls of the Riverland to play some footy.
And just on that, junior girls have been able to participate in the under 13s and under 15s Riverland competition for some time, but that's been with the boys. This will be dedicated women's and the first time this a dedicated junior women's comp has taken place.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the feedback that we got nationwide is that girls want to play in their own competitions where they can. And you know, it's great that they can still play up until that age group, but if we can get a dedicated competition here, I think that's certainly benefits them because we'll get more girls out and it'll help with their development, that's for sure.
And of course Sandful is very thoughtful of regional areas and don't want to take participants away from other sports, and I guess that's why this is happening prior to the typical winter sporting season and not taking away netballers and things like that.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Lockie, because it's hard to designate the time for it to be played because there's always seems to be a clash. And but you're right, the thinking was if we can have it prior to the season, then maybe we can get some of the young netball girls out to come and have a try. Ideally, I think going forward, I'd love to see the senior women's competition move to that time slot too. I know that there'll be some resistance to that, and the women love playing on the Saturday nights. So that might not happen, but I think for the benefit of female footy in the Riverland, I think that's the time slot where we might be able to get some of those netballers out, maybe even some of the independent netballers that want to come out and have a kick as well. So that Feb to April time also aligns with AFLW season. So obviously women's footy is up and about at the moment, so it's a good time to be running it.
Yeah, and just on that, that AFLW season, talk about that for the last few years, that doesn't seem to be moving anywhere. So as you said, that seems to be the time slot for professional women's footy in Australia is taking place.
Yeah, most definitely. I can't see that moving in the foreseeable future. And obviously, with new clubs to come in and everything like that, I think the time slot there is set. How many rounds and everything they might play might vary with more clubs, and that competition continues to grow. But right now, yeah, that's not moving for the foreseeable future.
There's something else exciting that is going on with the under 15 women's comp, which is set to start, as you said, in a couple of Mondays' time. The Riverland Football League and Riverland AusKick is going to be launching a dedicated girls-only AusKick. Now, this is also another exciting thing.
Yeah, well, once again, it's just about providing the opportunity, and it completes the pathway as well, Lockie. So we'll have girls from the age of 5 to 12 at this AusKick. So all of a sudden, you've got that pathway of AusKick 5 to 12, and then the 12 or 13 to 15-year-olds playing under 15 girls, and then senior women after that. So you know, girls and women of all ages can play footy here in the Riverland. And probably the big thing with all girls AusKick is if we can get a few girls in that might not have necessarily joined a mixed AusKick, that's a great thing as well, because it means we're providing more opportunities for them, more footballers in the Riverland, and hopefully more footballers to go down to West Adelaide and beyond to the AFLW as well. So still after that first AFLW play from the Riverland, mate, so hopefully we can provide one soon.
Yeah, well, I know that's the big thing that a few of us in the footy world want to see. We've had a few that have played SANFL women's now, so that's good. There's more and more playing for West Adelaide as well as a few other clubs. So nearly there, Dillo.
Yeah, well, we've got Ash James and I think Georgie Pater are both in the senior side. There might be a couple others as well. So we've got a couple from the Riverland down there, and young Sarah Campbell, I think she's been in the development squad down there. So Westies are certainly giving these girls opportunities to go down there and play. So hopefully one of them can one day make it.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Just back on the under 15 RFL W, that is RWFL, whichever one we want to call it today. If anyone's listening and maybe they know someone or maybe themselves want to get involved, how can they do that? Just best to contact their local club?
Yeah, contact their local club. We've also got a flyer out on both the RFL Facebook page and the Marks Up Facebook pages, just with contact details for each club. And training times as well. Probably the big one we really want to focus on, though, Lockie, is the Loxton and Loxton North footy clubs. We really need to get a few more players out there to help them fill their side. So if there are any girls in the Loxton district or even other districts that might be wanting to get a game out there, contact those clubs, go out and have a bit of a run, and even if they want to come along to the first session on the Monday, Feb 28 here at Bury, they'd be more than welcome, so get on board.